Tonight, the FX Network presents a new drama series called Lights Out about a retired heavyweight boxer contemplating a comeback. Our TV critic David Bianculli says it's a very good show and, so far, a very good year for television.
I'm not sure what's going on here, but I definitely approve. In the first week of 2011, the Showtime cable network gave us the premiere of Episodes, the Matt LeBlanc comedy that may end up as the best new comedy series of the year. And now, in the second week of 2011, the FX network gives us Lights Out, which may well end up 50 weeks from now as the best new drama series of the year. This much fresh quality television so early in the year, I've never seen anything like it. But I love what I'm seeing. Lights Out, on the surface, has the same basic template as The Fighter, the new movie starring Mark Wahlberg. That film is about a boxer, his chance at a title shot, and the tough-as-nails, hot-tempered, loose-cannon family that's in his corner, for good and for bad. Same premise in Lights Out, except this time there are other issues involved, like money and mobsters. Lights Out is created by Warren Light, who ran season 2 of In Treatment for HBO. His more significant credit, though, and one that applies more directly, is that he wrote the fabulous Tony Award-winning Broadway play Sideman, about a jazz musician and his son. That play really dove into family dynamics in a big way, while also exploring and explaining an intense type of artistic dedication. What Sideman did with jazz, Lights Out does with boxing. The star of the TV series is Holt McElhaney, playing Patrick Leary, a heavyweight champ. In the opening scene, his wife Teresa, played by Catherine McCormick, begs him to retire after a brutal loss in the ring. He does, and the series cuts to 5 years later. Patrick's ex-boxer brother, played by Pablo Schreiber, is now his business manager. And their father runs a local boxing gym that Patrick bought with his prize money. But that money has all dried up, as Patrick admits while driving home his dad, played by a perfectly crusty Stacy Keach.
See my kid in the ring? I'm telling you, with a little time, Omar could go all the way.
I need to talk to you.
I mean, he reminds me of your brother coming up. Doesn't have the reach.
Did you know that was the IRS in today?
Well, I'll tell you what I told your brother. I've seen the IRS come after fighters all my life. You don't play cute with them. Whatever they say you owe, you just pay. You listen to me?
I'm broke, Dad.
What?
I got nothing to pay him with. It's all gone.
How?
I don't really know.
Does Teresa know?
No. And she's not gonna.
And it's her fault in the first place. I mean, I love her, but there was big money on the table and she took you out of the game.
McElhaney is totally believable as the former heavyweight. The actor has real experience as a boxer, which is obvious, but he's also got the weary credibility of someone who's been through a lot. For the same reason, I love that Keach was cast as the father. He played a washed-up boxer in Fat City, a movie made way back in 1972, and every line in his face seems to be acting the part. The rest of the supporting cast, the unsavory characters who help, hurt, or tempt lights along the way, is just as good. Some are from The Wire or Oz. Others, like Bill Irwin, who's usually clowning around but plays it menacingly straight here as a white-collar mobster, are impeccably, inventively cast. FX sent out all 13 episodes of this first season for review, and it's obvious why. They keep getting better and better, and the path to the hoped-for comeback bout is anything but straightforward. Each episode ends, at the closing credits, with a boxing ring bell going off, like it's signaling the end of another round. And often, based on what you've just watched, it feels that way. You'll want to head back to your neutral corner and take a rest. Not only after the scenes that take place inside the ropes, but all of them. Lights Out is that intense and that good.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews Amy Chua's controversial new memoir about her approach to parenting. This is Fresh Air.